Yeah, I think the final scoreline, you know, maybe doesn't tell the story of the game, Miles. We caught cold in the first minute, an excellent goal by the visitors. Caught it out on the right-hand side, and the first-time cross wasn't cleared, and Gary Hessen fired one right into the top corner, keeper no chance. But I think we came back into the game well, and it always helps when you get a goal back. We're in a couple of minutes of conceding, and we equalised after 3 minutes, and probably had the better of the play then, but got caught again in the half hour, and to be honest, our first half performance just wasn't good enough.
And why do you think that was the situation?
Maybe a number of factors. Maybe we're a bit hard on the players at times, and a number of factors, you know, coming back from, you know, most of the players are off on a break of a month over Christmas. Now, we did have a couple of training sessions and things like that there, but, you know, players, you know, when they're on a break, they're entitled to enjoy themselves. And I think maybe we were just a wee bit rusty in the first half, but we changed things around a wee bit in the second half and threw the second man up front, because at the end of the day, it was a game we had to win to top the group. And an absolutely brilliant second half performance, you know, 6 goals in the second half, you know, tells its own story, really.
Mm-hmm. And was it just a question of making that switch, putting another man up front, that made the difference?
No, well, that combined with the fact that, you know, I have to give credit to the players, they got their act together, they started to get the ball down and move it at a high tempo and score some excellent goals. And, you know, it's just a combination of things, but I say maybe just a poor first half performance, maybe, you know, was the tonic the boys needed to get them focused for the second half, and say we're much the better team in the second half and fully deserved the victory in the end.
Are you disappointed that you conceded 3 goals at home?
Nah, not particularly. When you score 7, I'll concede 3 every day if we can score 7, miles, you know.
True enough.
I'll not be that bit disappointed. As I say, 2 of the goals were stunning goals, in fairness to Munn and Cavan League, and the 3rd goal that we conceded was a close range deflection. So, you know, you have to hold your hands up when good goals are scored against you.
Mm-hmm. That's 3 wins out of 3. You top the table. That's you into the last 8 of the competition.
Yep, we're in the last 8 now. There's 12 teams left in the competition. So what happens now is 4 of the 5 runners up will be a draw made for they will clash for a preliminary round as such. And, you know, the winners of those 2 games will join the other 6 in the quarterfinals. So the draw will be made in the next week or two, and we'll make our plans then for the quarterfinals as soon as we know when the draw's made.
Mm-hmm. And could you have a home draw in the next round?
No guarantees, mate. No guarantees. Okay. It'll be the luck of the draw at the stage. So I just hope for the best, and hope, you know, like, I mean, knockout football, cup football, and interleague football, you know, a home draw is a big advantage, and, you know, we've been keeping our fingers crossed so we do get a home draw.
Well, you won the competition a couple of years ago. How does this team compare with, say, that type of team that you had then?
Yeah, a lot of the players, you know, similar players. We've added a few younger players. A lot of younger players have come in this year and done very, very well. You know, the likes of Dylan Ruddy, Fergal Harkin, Aidan Freel. You know, they're all 18, 19, 20, 21 years of age. I think overall we probably have a better balanced squad, maybe, you know, from 1 to 18 than maybe we had the year that won us. As well, Kieran McGain is out injured. Like, I mean, Kieran would be a massive player for us if he was fit, but unfortunately he's injured and he's unlikely to play again this season. But, you know, myself and Paul Hegarty are more than happy with the 20-22 man panel that we have, and we'll just make our arrangements now for the quarterfinals and hopefully get a couple of good class friendlies and before we play that next game and take it from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Will you get games? Have you anything organised in the future?
Yeah, well, normally we play Harps at the end of February, so I was on to Ollie there a couple of weeks ago, and we get a game there. We probably get a game with Derry and Harps on their 19s as well, if we need the 3 games. So they're good tempo games, you know, good quality sides that like to play football, and that's what we like to play as well, and gives our players a chance to test themselves against the next level.
And I'm sure they'll be playing in the NHS own league as well, which will be of benefit to them with their club.
Yeah, they're all back at their clubs now. We have a reduced fixture list today, but from next week on, it's a full fixture list, and they're all back to training probably last week with their clubs again. So, looking forward now to the quarterfinal draw.
So that's something in the future to be looking forward to, as you say, and give a great boost to the players in any shown, and maybe some of them that are playing the leagues might be putting their hand up to join the squad.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a changeover this year. A number of players are unavailable for various reasons. And, you know, there's always players, like even last night, Matthew Byrne picked up a chest infection and wasn't even in the squad at all. As I said, one or two boys injured as well. So, you know, we haven't had a problem over the years. Players have committed well. The league look after the squad well, and the players respect that. And they enjoy coming together and playing with all the good players from the other clubs and competing in the Oscar Turner competition. So long may that continue.